This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, August 7th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. Newsom ups the ante on Delta Tunnel. Exports reflect a wobbly economy. India hit with new 25% tariffs. DWR pitches accountability plan for Delta Tunnel. The Newsom administration on Tuesday unveiled a new accountability plan for the Delta Conveyance Project, aiming to increase transparency and public trust as the controversial water tunnel project moves forward. The plan comes with $200 million to minimize construction impacts to farms, ecosystems, and communities. The Department of Water Resources said the plan will include new accountability offer, public reporting requirements, and a stakeholder engagement framework to track environmental commitments and ensure compliance with regulatory standards throughout the project's development. In the announcement, Governor Gavin Newsom lashed out at Delta lawmakers who in June stalled a budget proposal to fast-track the environmental permitting and judicial reviews for the project. Newsom argued those critics, quote, have repeatedly made false claims that the concerns of the communities in the Delta are not being heard. He said the new plan, quote, shows that my administration is listening and we are taking action to hold ourselves accountable and respond to community concerns. Newsom is continuing to press lawmakers to approve the proposal before the end of the session next month. But those critics were quick to denounce the plan. Tribes and environmental justice advocates dismissed it as a, quote, hollow attempt to appease critics. The Delta remains firmly against the project and the streamlining proposal, as well as Senator Jerry McNary of Pleasanton and Assemblymember Lori Wilson of Susan City as the caucus co-chairs, asserting Delta communities, quote, cannot be bought off with $200 million. They continued to claim without evidence that Newsom's proposal would effectively eliminate environmental and judicial review and give the state a blank check to pay for the tunnel. Exports nudge downward following Liberation Day. California's year-over-year export value down slightly in June, indicating an 0.8% dip, that according to a new Beacon Economics analysis. Jock O'Connell, the firm's international trade advisor, explained that the numbers, quote, reflect adjustments the global trading system has been making in answer to the Liberation Day tariffs President Donald Trump imposed on April 2nd. He noted that export data from seaports and airports reflected steeper declines. Founding partner Christopher Thornburg cautioned that the global economy is definitely wobbly. Thornburg added that most nations have avoided retaliating significantly to President Trump's tariffs due to the potential blowback, but that could change rapidly. The declining value of the dollar, he surmised, could boost the numbers for the rest of the year. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Trump slaps new 25% tariff on India. President Donald Trump signed an order to impose a new 25% tariff on Indian exports over the country's continued purchases of Russian oil. The move comes just hours before a separate 25% tariff is set to take effect, meaning many Indian exports will soon face 50% duties. The new tariffs will take effect in 21 days, that according to an executive order signed yesterday. As with many Trump tariff hikes, the president used emergency powers, arguing that Russia's actions in Ukraine constitute an, quote, unusual and extraordinary threat to the national security and foreign policy of the United States. Now, take note, a federal appeals court is still deliberating whether the president can use these emergency powers to impose tariffs. The court heard oral arguments in the case last week, but has not yet issued a decision. Lindbergh sees a lot of opportunity for agriculture and trade deals. Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agriculture Affairs Luke Lindbergh, just 2 days on the job, touted new opportunities for ag exports in an appearance at Minnesota Farm Fest yesterday. Lindbergh said, quote, "We've always fed the world and exported more agriculture products than we imported. Today, we're at a deficit. We're ready to fix that." Lindbergh pointed in particular to agreements announced with the European Union and with Japan. He said, quote, "I look at things like the Japan trade agreement where we see a $4.5 billion opportunity for new ag sales," he said. "In the EU deal alone, they're establishing that between energy and agriculture, it's going to be a $750 billion opportunity for American agriculture." USDA's Economic Research Service projects the U.S. ag trade deficit to be $49.5 billion by the end of the fiscal year on September 30. Lawmakers see rollback of Biden-era H-2A wage rules. A bipartisan group of 84 House and Senate lawmakers is urging the Trump administration to roll back Biden-era rule changes to the H-2A visa program that they claim have created, quote, unnecessary and burdensome cost increases for the nation's farmers. The lawmakers, including House Ag Committee Chair Glenn Thompson of Pennsylvania and Senate Ag Committee Chair John Bozeman of Arkansas, have asked Labor Secretary Lori Chavez de Remer to rescind a Biden administration rule that alters the way adverse effect wage rates are calculated under the program. In a letter, the lawmakers said the rule sets hourly wages beyond the 6 traditional farm work occupations listed in the Agriculture Department's Farm Labor Survey, quote, "resulting in wage determinations that do not accurately reflect the true cost of farm labor." They also wrote that the rules require farm operators, quote, "to pay the highest applicable wage for any task a worker may perform, even if that task represents only a small fraction of their responsibilities." Here's today's final word. "Through these new trade agreements, I think the world is becoming a new playing field, a new chessboard." At the word of Luke Lindbergh, USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agriculture Affairs, he also said that U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer has told him unequivocally that agriculture will be a part of every single one of these agreements being negotiated. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, August 7th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.